State Senate Republicans unveil a trio of bills to improve public safety. I'm Tracy Ellis, and this is The Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Washington State Senate Republican Caucus. Senator Mike Patton, the ranking Republican on the Senate Law and Justice Committee, joins me now. Why are these bills needed?
Well, they're needed because we have a dire situation in our state as far as crime exploding. Not only crimes such as auto theft or theft of catalytic converters, but also even more violent crime. Folks are actually leaving King County because of the crime. Businesses are closing because it's not safe for employees. We had a situation where the judges in the King County courthouse issued a plea because it wasn't safe for jurors to come to the courthouse or even some of their employees to come to work. And this has happened throughout the state. There's been dire warnings from elected officials in Snohomish County, South King County, over here in Eastern Washington, really all over the state. So that's and it's because of I guess you got to say well-intentioned, but horrible results of legislation that the Democrats ran through in 2021.
Tell me about your bill that would change state law to, again, make it easier for law enforcement officers to pursue suspects in cars.
Yes. Well, as part of their so-called reforms, the Democrats made it more difficult. And certainly there is an issue sometimes on police pursuits, but police departments, other law enforcement folks had made policies to do that only in situations where public safety demanded it. And the capture of the criminal has to be balanced with the police chase. But what they did is made it virtually impossible to go after any criminals. They changed the standard. It's universally been reasonable suspicion. They signed it, changed it to probable cause. And as a result, take, for example, some of the businesses, the marijuana shops in our state have all the money there because federal banking laws make it impossible for them to deposit that money in some of the financial institutions. So they become targets. And in our state, the violence and crime and marijuana shops are higher than any state in the nation. And the robbers, thieves, criminals know that the police is not are not going to be able to pursue them. So, I mean, this is terrible. It's terrible for retail companies. We've had a tremendous increase in shoplifting also, which has a huge economic impact. And all the time this happens, there's consequences. Prices go up. But more importantly, there's danger to our citizens, to harm, violence to them from criminals. So law enforcement throughout the state has asked for this to be changed. And that's what my legislation would do and hopefully help us to get back to the degree where, as one campaign slogan was, crime is illegal again, you know.
This is The Elephant in the Dome with Senator Mike Patton. Another one of your bills would make the possession of illegal drugs a felony. Why is that important?
Well, as a lot of people know, we have a crisis of all sorts of hard drugs. The worst is fentanyl. There are overdoses all the time. I met a lady here a couple weeks ago whose son was killed with a fentanyl overdose. And this fentanyl is made in China, is shipped to the cartels in Mexico. And then with all the border crossing, with President Biden basically opening up the border, having it just huge groups, I think 14,000 a day are coming over illegally, and some of those folks are distributing the fentanyl all over the country and here in our state. So when the legislature, the Democrats, passed legislation that said in effect that it was decriminalized on the first two offenses, law enforcement is supposed to let individuals arrested for possession of fentanyl or methamphetamine or other hard drugs and say, hey, go get treatment. Here's a pamphlet. And that's it. And theoretically, supposed to keep track of them, but there's no way to do that. There's no data sharing between law enforcement agencies on this particular situation. So, and then if somehow somebody, you know, was arrested maybe by the same police officer on the third time, the most that can happen is a misdemeanor, maximum sentence of 90 days in the county jail. A lot of prosecutors will not even prosecute that. So this has meant explosion of drug gangs and criminalization of activities by these drug gangs. In a rural part of my district near the Idaho border, we found tagging. Fortunately, the citizens, you know, covered that up right away. But it shows activity of these drug gangs all over. And in order to pay for these drugs, they've got to rob and steal and get money to take care of their habit. So it's another indication, another reason why folks are so concerned. I mean, in downtown Spokane, there's a business group that's trying to fight this because, of course, folks don't want to go downtown to where there's a crime area. I think all these drugs have been, you know, exacerbated the problems with the homeless and just in general made our society far less desirable. I should emphasize, and I've been a big proponent when I was a district court judge and when I worked for the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, I promoted therapeutic courts, which are treatment courts. But for hard drugs, you have the drug courts in Superior Court, and there has to be a felony charge. But if they complete treatment and everything, they can get that taken off their record. And so there's always opportunities. And of course, normally it's not the first time, but usually a judge will ask for an evaluation, drug and alcohol evaluation, and follow-up treatment. So there's opportunities. But especially with the drug courts, which have been very successful, to take that away, which the current law did, is depriving people of a chance to get better while at the same time making public safety less safe.
Senator Mike Patton is with me on The Elephant in the Dome. Senator Linda Wilson has a bill to restore second-degree robbery to the list of offenses counted as a strike under Washington's three strikes law. Why is her bill necessary?
Well, I think her bill actually, what it does is repeals what the Democrats did when they retroactively took second-degree robbery out of the formula for three strikes, which is three serious violent felony offenses resulting in a life sentence. So there are folks that were serving a life sentence that are getting out early. And probably the most notorious example is this Roy Russell down in Senator Wilson's area in the Vancouver area, who is a child rapist and child murderer. He lured a whole group of 14-year-olds over to his apartment with free drugs and booze. And then when all but one of them left, a young 14-year-old girl, she resisted him. He raped her and killed her, suffocated her. And now he's getting out early. And the prosecutor at the time followed the law, did an outstanding job. Could have done things different if he knew after the fact the legislature was going to change the rules of the game. This is really, I mean, this is a strong word I'm using, but to me it's an abomination that you would go back and retroactively change something. The facts are different all these years later, and now you're letting a guy out early. It's re-traumatized victims. The mother, the grandmother in that case, they've had, you know, horrible reactions to all this, reliving it all, this horrible, horrible crime. And that's not the only one. Up in Bellevue, there was a Mr. Jackson who should not have been out of prison. He was one of the guys that got out when the Inslee administration let 3,000 prisoners out early. And only a couple months after he was out, he killed his girlfriend in a vehicular homicide, left the car in a parking lot, apartment parking lot in Bellevue. The body was still in the car. He walks off. Who discovers the body but his girlfriend's 13-year-old son? So, I mean, these are horrific cases. And Mr. Jackson, you know, is getting out early also. So we need to repeal this. I applaud Senator Wilson for bringing this bill forward. And this is a type of fuzzy thinking in my mind. And again, well-intentioned, but fuzzy thinking that is causing this, you know, explosion in crime and problems for the citizens of our state.
That's Senator Mike Padden, and this is The Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Washington State Senate Republican Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis.